Chapter 4. B2 Exams. Exercise 3. First Listening. Part 1. You will hear people talking about 8 different changes or inventions connected to the Industrial Revolution. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C.
1. You hear a historian talking about the enclosure system.
An important agricultural change that had a dramatic impact on the Industrial Revolution was the enclosure movement. This movement allowed landowners and farmers to enclose areas that had previously been common land or part of the centuries-old open field system. The traditional system had prevented any advance in farming methods, and the new system made farming more intensive and more efficient. Initially, the enclosures were met with resistance from farm workers, but eventually the increase in the supply of food lowered the opposition and aided the significant changes that began to occur within pre-industrial society. An important agricultural change that had a dramatic impact on the Industrial Revolution was the enclosure movement. This movement allowed landowners and farmers to enclose areas that had previously been common land or part of the centuries-old open field system. The traditional system had prevented any advance in farming methods, and the new system made farming more intensive and more efficient. Initially, the enclosures were met with resistance from farm workers, but eventually the increase in the supply of food lowered the opposition and aided the significant changes that began to occur within pre-industrial society.
2. You hear a boy asking his father about the spinning jenny.
I've heard a lot about a machine called the spinning jenny. Can you tell me why it's so famous?
Well, you have to understand that the textile industry was the first to be industrialised in England, and this was mainly through this invention called the spinning jenny. It was the first spinning frame to have multiple spindles. This meant that for the first time, lots of threads could be used together.
When was this, and who invented it?
It was invented around 1764 by James Hargreaves, a craftsman who lived in a small village in Lancashire.
I've heard a lot about a machine called the spinning jenny. Can you tell me why it's so famous?
Well, you have to understand that the textile industry was the first to be industrialised in England. And this was mainly through this invention called the spinning jenny. It was the first spinning frame to have multiple spindles. This meant that for the first time, lots of threads could be used together.
When was this, and who invented it?
It was invented around 1764 by James Hargreaves, a craftsman who lived in a small village in Lancashire.
Three. You hear part of a lecture about steam engines.
The first working steam engine was invented by Thomas Newcomen and patented in 1698. It was later perfected and improved by the Scotsman James Watt. Watt's steam engine incorporated a series of radical improvements and a fundamental change in working principles. Watt's original partner was the inventor John Roebuck, but he was replaced by Matthew Boulton, who owned an engineering company in Birmingham. Together, he and Watt began to manufacture steam engines, and they became the most important engineering firm in the country. The first working steam engine was invented by Thomas Newcomen and patented in 1698. It was later perfected and improved by the Scotsman James Watt. Watt's steam engine incorporated a series of radical improvements and a fundamental change in working principles. Watt's original partner was the inventor John Roebuck, but he was replaced by Matthew Boulton, who owned an engineering company in Birmingham. Together, he and Watt began to manufacture steam engines, and they became the most important engineering firm in the country.
Four. You hear two girls talking about a history project.
Sally, what invention have you chosen for the history project?
Well, I was going to do the spinning jenny, but that's too obvious, so I've chosen Arkwright's water frame.
I've never heard of that. Tell me about it.
OK, so Richard Arkwright, with the help of a clockmaker called John Kay, produced a spinning frame, also called the water frame, which was able to produce a stronger thread with less physical labour.
So why was that important?
It was important because it finally allowed 100% cotton cloth to be made in Britain.
Sally, what invention have you chosen for the history project?
Well, I was going to do the spinning jenny, but that's too obvious, so I've chosen Arkwright's water frame.
I've never heard of that. Tell me about it.
OK, so Richard Arkwright, with the help of a clockmaker called John Kay, produced a spinning frame, also called the water frame, which was able to produce a stronger thread with less physical labour.
So why was that important?
It was important because it finally allowed 100% cotton cloth to be made in Britain.
Five. You hear a lady talking about the first railway.
In 1801, Richard Trevithick developed a steam-powered carriage that carried passengers on roads. Then in 1804, he created the first locomotive to run on rails. Trevithick's ideas were taken further by George Stephenson, an engineer in the mining industry who had responsibility for the steam engines that pulled wagons up from the coal mines. He rapidly developed these engines and built a locomotive in 1814. He then was appointed chief engineer of the first railway between Stockton and Darlington. In 1801, Richard Trevithick developed a steam-powered carriage that carried passengers on roads. Then in 1804, he created the first locomotive to run on rails. Trevithick's ideas were taken further by George Stephenson, an engineer in the mining industry who had responsibility for the steam engines that pulled wagons up from the coal mines. He rapidly developed these engines and built a locomotive in 1814. He then was appointed chief engineer of the first railway between Stockton and Darlington.
Six. You hear a professor describing life before the Industrial Revolution.
Before the Industrial Revolution, in England, most people resided in small rural communities where their daily lives were based on farming. Life for most people was difficult. Wages were very small, and malnourishment and disease were common. Most people produced their own food and made their own clothing, furniture, and tools. Any manufacturing was done inside the small homes, which is why it was called a cottage industry. Merchants would provide the materials and basic equipment and would then collect the finished product. The system was basically inefficient. Before the Industrial Revolution, in England, most people resided in small rural communities where their daily lives were based on farming. Life for most people was difficult. Wages were very small, and malnourishment and disease were common. Most people produced their own food and made their own clothing, furniture, and tools. Any manufacturing was done inside the small homes, which is why it was called a cottage industry. Merchants would provide the materials and basic equipment and would then collect the finished product. The system was basically inefficient.
Seven. You hear a man talking about a railway competition.
In 1829, there was a contest to find out who could make the fastest and most reliable engine to run on the newly built Liverpool to Manchester Railway. A participant named George Stephenson entered the competition with his son Robert. Their engine, called the Rocket, incorporated the steam engines of Newcomen and Watt with Trevithick's original locomotive. They won the contest, reaching average speeds of around 29 miles per hour. Just 2 years after the race, the Liverpool to Manchester Railway carried 450,000 passengers, 43,000 tons of cotton, and 11,000 tons of coal. In 1829, there was a contest to find out who could make the fastest and most reliable engine to run on the newly built Liverpool to Manchester Railway. A participant named George Stephenson entered the competition with his son Robert. Their engine, called the Rocket, incorporated the steam engines of Newcomen and Watt with Trevithick's original locomotive. They won the contest, reaching average speeds of around 29 miles per hour. Just 2 years after the race, the Liverpool to Manchester Railway carried 450,000 passengers, 43,000 tons of cotton, and 11,000 tons of coal.
Eight. You hear a lady talking about working conditions in the Industrial Revolution.
It is certainly true that the Industrial Revolution gave rise to an increased number of factory-produced goods. The variety and availability of more products meant a rise in living standards for many, particularly in the middle and upper classes. Life for the working classes, however, continued to be difficult. Factory wages were very low, often for long working hours in dangerous conditions. There was little or no job security, and children were commonly used for jobs with a high risk factor, like cleaning machinery or cleaning chimneys. It is certainly true that the Industrial Revolution gave rise to an increased number of factory-produced goods. The variety and availability of more products meant a rise in living standards for many, particularly in the middle and upper classes. Life for the working classes, however, continued to be difficult. Factory wages were very low, often for long working hours in dangerous conditions. There was little or no job security, and children were commonly used for jobs with a high risk factor, like cleaning machinery or cleaning chimneys.